CBS Eye on the World. The book is The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA. Liza Mundy is the author, and we're following Heidi August, the adventures of much of the 70s and 80s and 90s and into the 21st century. Can be told from Heidi's point of view, she's an all-purpose adventuress. And we now go to Germany, where she's with Hans Jensen. But importantly, she goes to Stockholm, where she meets David Whipple, a Dartmouth graduate who I picture has a bald head or a shaved head and an unusual amounts of energy. And he also is fervently preaching against something that they called women's lib in 1970s. It's all gone now, but it's ancient history. And yet at the same time, he empowers Heidi as his office assistant. He trusts her. Why?
Right.
What does Heidi say about that?
Well, Heidi is obviously very competent and certainly very trustworthy. And she, when she wanted to work for the CIA originally as a child, she had envisioned living in Europe. That's sort of the way everybody starts. You know, they envision this, they're going to end up in Paris or end up in Germany. And obviously her first posting was in Africa. And many officers would discover that Africa actually was a place where you could really prove yourself. You weren't working in a big bureaucracy. And she had started to learn what they call tradecraft in Libya. She had proved her competence. And so she was learning the street craft of making dead drops, leaving messages for CIA assets. And she continued to just sort of pick up on these techniques, handling when she was in Europe working for David Whipple, she would often handle people who were being exfiltrated from Soviet occupied countries in Eastern Europe. And that was a very important part of the CIA's role in Europe was preventing a Soviet incursion into unoccupied Europe, but also smuggling defectors and other assets out of occupied countries. And she was clearly very trustworthy, but she was also logistically very competent. And these guys would say to her, you know, okay, so how are we going to do this? Like, how are we going to run this operation? And she would figure out how to do it, how to meet with assets, how to exfiltrate people. So she was learning on the job. And at the CIA, to be what they call a case officer, which is what we would call a spy. These are the fighter pilots of the CIA. It's the most prestigious job. These guys she's working for, they're sent overseas to recruit assets, to recruit foreign nationals, to basically commit treason, to break the law of their own country by passing secrets to the United States. And also they're sent overseas to run operations like, trying to influence elections in Italy and plant propaganda and exfiltrate assets. And there's a place called the farm where if you're hired to do this, recruited to do this from the get-go, you get fancy training. You get almost a year's worth of training in evasive driving, recruiting people at this place called the farm. But Heidi, because she was hired as a clerk, learned all this on the job. And David Whipple, eccentric as he was and anti-feminist as he was, he hated Gloria Steinem. He recognized Heidi's capabilities and he became an important mentor for her as at the same time that he was benefiting from her dedication and her clear competence and her willingness to sacrifice her personal life.
Yes. Watch what Heidi can do on her own. She recruits an agent. An agent for the agency, a person who's going to provide information about the country she comes from. Heidi does this because she goes to David Whipple and says, you know, women are likely to know things working in the offices. And Whipple rejects it, but Heidi pursues it, even to the point of learning squash. It's all very clever. Heidi's got the skills of a recruiter, of the kind of controlling officer that you hear about in spy stories. But she does it all very charmingly. And I follow Heidi very carefully because this is the other part of the CIA that's lost in history now. The Soviet Union was seen as an apocalyptic adversary. And all the information that you gathered about any country could tell you whether the Soviets were winning or losing in this particular country. And Heidi fought that war by following what David Whipple said and what she made up on her own. But the element that is most helpful to use Heidi as an example of the sisterhood is that she's about to make a conversion from fighting the Soviets to fighting terrorism. She's called up after her successes in Geneva following David Whipple, and she goes to Cambodia. She's one of the last people out of Cambodia as the Khmer Rouge closes in on the capital. It's an incredible life she's leading. But she's called up by the agency itself and asked to take a chief of station. This is 1982. What's the significance of Heidi? So, somebody as experienced as she is, but all of a sudden a chief of station. You write that she hesitates. Why?
Because she doesn't think that she's ready. And it was extraordinary because after 10 years of being a clerk, a male mentor said, you know, Heidi, you really are better than being a clerk. And they got her a slot at the farm to train to be a case officer. And then just as you said, she was sent to Geneva, where she made an incredibly important recruitment and was able to obtain an extremely important piece of communications technology because she recruited a woman clerk for from another country. One of the things that CIA officers have to do is figure out once they spot someone who has the information or the technology that they want, and that's called spotting, they have to figure out what this person's vulnerabilities are. That's called elicitation. They have to elicit as much information about this person so they can figure out, okay, how am I going to get to this person? Or what's going to persuade them to spy for us and pass this information? Is it money? Do they have a child or a parent who needs medical care? And revenge is a powerful motivator. And she figured out that this other woman clerk wanted revenge against her bosses. And the woman was willing to pass her the information, actually the piece of technology, communications technology that enabled us to listen in on the communication. So that's after her first overseas appointment as a case officer. And then she gets a call from Bill Casey to open a station in the Mediterranean, because up until then, most CIA stations had been left over from World War II, the stations in London or stations in Paris or Bonn, Germany. But this was a new small station in the Mediterranean that in a country where it wouldn't even be declared to the local government that there was going to be a CIA station there, which was also unusual. And Heidi was in her mid-30s. She was what they called a retread, which was a derogatory term for someone who had sort of clawed their way up out of a clerk's ranks. And she said, I'm not ready. And because David Whipple was telling her she wasn't ready, even though he was a mentor to her. And she got a cable back from Bill Casey saying, nope, you're going to do it. So she did. And it turned out to be a life-changing, career-making, but life-changing and career-changing assignment that really marked an early turn from the Cold War into, the age of terrorism.
November 3rd, 1985, Egyptian Air 648, following your reporting, Liza. She's on the scene in Malta when the Abu Nidal organization lands with a plane full of passengers, some of whom are Americans, some of whom are Israelis, and the shooters are mean to kill unless they get fuel to take off. And Heidi's right there on station calling in, looking for support. And it's a dramatic moment, a sad moment, where Heidi has to deal with the fact that they're going to lose people. They're going to lose everybody. Eventually, the Egyptian Special Forces break in and start shooting, and 58 are dead of the passenger list. One man is captured. One of the shooters are captured. And Heidi has the job of both coordinating all of this, because she was on the scene and no one else was there to do it, presenting herself as an agent, as an embassy official, not as a CIA station chief, meeting all of her colleagues in the area, including the head of the PLO who was there, all of that. And then she has to call the mother of one of the victims, Scarlett Rogenkamp. Is that how I say it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And tell the mother that she's lost her daughter. Heidi did all of this in 1985. And we're going to leave the story there, because Heidi is that transition zone. That's how I read your book, Liza. She fought the Soviets, and now she's about to enter into the fight on terror, which continues. The book is The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA. We're about to take on terror in a way that is completely obvious to us here in the 21st century, but was invented by Heidi and her colleagues in the 20th century. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.